Exclusive: Bishop Aubrey Shines, White Liberals Think Blacks Are Too Stupid to Obtain Voter ID. By Robert Krajicek on April 15, 2021. Leftists view black people as lacking necessary intelligence to obtain photo identification. Bishop Aubrey Shines, founder and pastor of G2G Ministries in Tampa Bay, Florida, and founder of Conservative Clergy of Color, told Breitbart News on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Democrats and the broader left regularly frame voter ID laws as racially discriminatory policies amounting to voter suppression of non-white citizens. Sean said, "The biggest conundrum leftists are trying to use is voter ID requirements are racially discriminatory against black or brown people. Black and brown people, like white people, already have IDs. 72% of everyone that we polled, black and brown, they actually find it offensive for any white liberal to assume that they don't have the wherewithal, mentally, to ascertain some form of ID. Listen." Shines addressed Democrat and left-wing hostility of Georgia's latest election integrity legislation. He said the political pressure campaign against Major League Baseball to withdraw its All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia, to Denver, Colorado, would block $100 million of potential revenue from Georgia-based businesses owned by black and brown Americans. Stacey Abrams and Al Sharpton had an audience with the Major League Baseball Convention Commissioner, and they convinced him, with this rhetoric language, that Georgia's election reform law was racist. The black community in Cobb, Fulton, and DeKalb counties have pushed back on this narrative simply because their businesses are going to be crushed. You're talking $100 million of revenue that would have streamed into this post-COVID pandemic economy, that would have been beneficial for all Georgians, especially black and brown businesses. Shines rejected Democrat denigration of America as a systemically racist country harming non-white persons. How is it that America is systemically racist when hundreds of thousands of black men spilled their blood along with white men on the soil to make sure that we lived the creed of what we were founded upon? Shines asked. How is it that if we're so systemically racist, did blacks and whites together begin to fight against policies like Jim Crow laws and the KKK and education that would be separated, but according to them, but equal? I can tell you blacks and whites unified. There was a collaboration, and we began to beat back this fascist idea. He continued, so when I hear about America being systemically racist, it came basically from one political party, and that was the Democratic Party. It was the Democratic Party that was founded to make sure that black people in America could not enjoy the fruit of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Democrats foment resentment between races to obfuscate the public's perception of their social engineering operations, Shines observed. There's this duplicity that's going on in our nation. And they're pointing the fingers, trying to make sure that whites and blacks are racially divided. They have a purpose because it takes the light away from what's really going on in this nation, and that is the failed policies already of who I call the occupier in office, Joe Biden. He added, it's a smokescreen, and in the words of Booker T. Washington, it keeps people like that prominent and it keeps them in a job. Shines hosts America Shines with Aubrey Shines on Real America's Voice News. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.